From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will make where he will seek to deepen ties in the region. The White House says President Obama has canceled a planned meeting with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Obama said earlier that he wanted to meet with a Philippine leader to raise concerns about the recent extrajudicial killings of suspected drug dealers. Mr. Duterte apparently was not pleased with that proposal.
I am a president of a sovereign state, and we have long ceased to be a colony. I do not have any master except the Filipino people. Nobody but nobody. You must be respectful. Do not just throw away questions and statements.
Mr. Duterte followed that remark with a vulgarity in referring to Mr. Obama. The American president eventually called off the meeting. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The blasts hit the government-held cities of Homs and Tartus, and the Kurdish-held city of Hashakeh and the countryside of Damascus. The third blast of the day rocked Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, late Monday. It was followed by gunfire. A guest house frequented by foreigners was said to be the target. Earlier, a suicide bomber killed at least 30 people and wounded more than 90 near the Afghan Defense Ministry. This is VOA News. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile launches an intolerable and reckless act that jeopardizes the peace and stability of the region. The United Nations Security Council will meet Tuesday to discuss the launches. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's autonomy from the Chinese government is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Final results showed pro-democracy candidates won 30 of 70 seats in the Legislative Council. One of the winners is Sixtus Baguio Leung of the Youngspiration Party. He says the election shows that Hong Kong people have lost trust in the one country, two systems and basic law. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton blasted Republican rival Donald Trump's business record Monday, pointing out his numerous bankruptcies and allegations of poor treatment of his workers. Her campaign speech at a Labor Day event in Cleveland, Ohio, got off to a rough start. She had a coughing fit and appeared to be having a hard time breathing.
Donald Trump does not have the temperament to be our commander-in-chief.
Clinton quipped, "Every time I think about Trump, I get allergic." Trump also was in Ohio Monday. He met with union members, blaming President Barack Obama for allowing U.S. corporations to move jobs to Mexico.
We're going to bring jobs back to Ohio. We're going to horrible trade deals anymore. We'll bring our jobs back.
Trump told reporters Monday illegal immigrants may not have to return home, saying he is not ruling out anything. He said a final decision on that matter will come in the future. The latest public opinion polls give Clinton a 44-41% lead in Ohio and a 4-point lead nationally. Phyllis Schlafly, the conservative activist who almost single-handedly defeated the proposed Equal Rights Amendment in the 1970s, has died. She was 92. Her son says Schlafly died Monday of cancer at her home in St. Louis. Russia's Justice Ministry has designated the country's only independent national polling agency a foreign agent. The Levada Center was added to the list of non-governmental organizations deemed to be functioning as foreign agents following an unscheduled check of the polling group's documents. Russian authorities have used a law on foreign agents to blacklist groups receiving international funding and engaging in activities deemed political. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.